Mr. Vice Chair, Commissioner Carpenter back on board.
Glad to have you back, Larry.
Thank you.
Does somebody have a comment? Director Anderson, or was that you? Or
I was 1 year ready. We're just going to give, Deputy Director Storr give you a quick update on the Scanaway piece. I'm not, Jeff Tare was on the line, but I'm not sure he was able to stick with it.
Yeah, I'm still here.
Oh, okay. So I'll turn, if when you're ready, Mr. Vice Chair, we'll...
We're ready.
Okay.
Go ahead, Director.
Vice Chair, do you have Commissioner Jennings?
Yeah, Commissioner Jennings, go ahead.
Sorry, just a quick comment before we jump off of the legislative update. And I just saw that the budget numbers have come out. It looks like the expectation is that the state's projected budget deficit has grown by $300 million, which may impact... budgets we're seeing in the next few months, next few weeks coming out of the governor's office, House, and Senate. Just a comment.
Thank you. That's not exactly good news, but thank you. Director Anderson, go ahead with our discussion of the Tanaway property.
Yep. Tare, can I ask you to do that, please?
Sure. I'd be happy to. Vice Chair Duvia, Commissioners, this is, for the record, this is Jeff Tayer calling in from Yakima. And I'm working for the department on the Yakima Basin Integrated Plan. I'm not exactly sure all of the updates you've received on this, but Governor Inslee made this, I think, his first actual piece of governor request legislation, the Integrated Plan policy legislation, pulled it out of ecology, put it into the governor's office. That generated a lot of momentum for the all of the pieces, and you'll recall this is half water storage and water supply project and half environmental actions, including land acquisition, fish passage, in-stream flow, and floodplain habitat. A lot of the enthusiasm to increase the appropriation under the Yakima Basin Integrated Plan is based on the Tanaway acquisition, and there's a fair amount of conversation about increasing that appropriation from Governor Gregoire's request of $20 million to $45 million or a little bit more. Within that $45 million, about half of it goes to water supply and the other half to environmental considerations, including $10.5 million for the Tanaway acquisition. The Tanaway, there are three primary financing mechanisms that are currently alive in the Tanaway conversation. One is a lump sum acquisition, in other words, pushing the appropriation from the current Gregoire request of $20 million to approximately $135 million. That would buy the Tanaway outright. The Department of Fish and Wildlife would be the preferred owner, and it would happen immediately this biennium. That's the preferred alternative, I believe, of the Senate at this point. The other two options are buying it over time. One would be a time payment similar to the purchase of office buildings, and it's dependent on the operating budget. I would say that's our least favorite idea. And the second time payment idea is buying it in chunks through the capital budget across a 10-year period or so. As Ann said, and all of the bills that are related to this are all have all been designated necessary for the budget, and so they're not subject to the cutoff. And we have been told that this bill is has got so much in it for both sides of the aisle that it's likely to be one of the last things resolved in the session. So I think that's pretty much, and the O&M issue, I wanted to mention that. There's been a lot of energy around the stewardship question for Fish and Wildlife ownership, and it's boiling down to three pieces that are feeling pretty solid. One is a stream of capital budget appropriations attached to the Yakima Basin Integrated Plan. That plan has got a 30-year build-out window, so there will be a lot of capital money appropriated through the plan. There's $500,000. That is attached to the acquisition for this biennium for Department of Fish and Wildlife use. The second piece is related to sale of the carbon credits on the property and other forestry-related revenue. We've had some consultant work done on that, and it's looking like that's going to be somewhere, I mean, there's a fairly wide range, but somewhere between $200,000 and $600,000 a year for the property. And finally, as part of the purchase and sale agreement, there's a negotiation actually occurring as we speak with the seller about a donation back into a sizable endowment that could be used for stewardship on the property.
All right.
So that's, I think, the short version of what's taking up a lot of energy and you're right, try to get this passed and funded.
Thank you, Jeff. Is there commissions or further discussion?
Mr. Vice Chair, on a...
Commissioner Perry?
Boy, I want to compliment the people working on this. It sounds like they're really going in the right direction, and particularly not ignoring the O&M and habitat improvement that could occur on that ground with appropriate funding. I think they're really going in the right direction, and I compliment their efforts on this. The other thing I had was, and the director can correct me if I'm wrong, the elk tag that was sold at the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation function in Las Vegas here a week or so ago went for approximately $42,000, which I thought was pretty good. Several of the other tags that looked even more attractive went for less money. There was an elk tag for, I believe, Arizona that two people wanted really badly, and it went for a little over $300,000. So sale of the tags varied a lot, but I think Washington did quite well.
Is that the hunt that you bought, Commissioner Perry?
No, it wasn't.
Just checking. Any other discussion, general discussion from the director or from commissioners? Hearing none, I appreciate everybody's attention today. I think we got through a number of difficult issues. Everybody enjoy the weekend, and thanks for the staff for their help today.